Welcome to the January 25th, 2023 special meeting of the Thurston Planning Commission, Thurston County Planning Commission, with our guests from the City of Olympia Planning Commission. The Thurston County Planning Commission is a citizens advisory committee to the Board of County Commissioners on land use planning matters such as comprehensive plan and zoning ordinance amendments. Planning Commission actions are in the form of recommendations to the county commissioners, who are the final decision makers. All Planning Commission meetings are open to the public. Citizens are welcome to observe all Planning Commission briefings and work sessions. We welcome public comment on those topics for which a public hearing has not been held. My name is Eric Cassino. I'm this season's chair and reside in District 2. We'll start introductions of the Planning Commissioners here in the boardroom and then move to online. We'll start down here with Commissioner Hansen, please.
Commissioner Hansen, District 3. Jim Simmons, District 3.
Helen Wheatley, District 1.
Derek Day, District 1.
Doug Carman, District 2.
Barry Halverson, District 2.
And then online, Commissioner Pestinger.
Evan Pestinger, District 1.
And then if the Olympia Planning Commission can introduce yourselves, I'd appreciate it. I can't quite read the screen.
I'll start. This is Carol Richmond.
Commissioner Tracy Carlos.
Tatum Najati, Chair.
Greg Queeden, Vice Chair.
That's four.
One, two, three, four, five. Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
We see four Olympia Planning Commissioners. Are there more online tonight?
Carrie Hornbein, did you introduce yourself?
Well, I'm not a commissioner, but I'm staff.
Yeah.
So right now we have four Olympia Planning Commissioners online. I'm shooting an email to the other three that haven't indicated that they'll be absent in hopes that that'll remind them that we have a meeting. So I'll keep you posted if I hear from them.
All right. Well, I think that the combined total here does still leave us with a quorum that we can approve the agenda. So with that, I would entertain a motion on the agenda.
So moved. Seconded.
Is there any discussion on the agenda? With that, we'll take the vote.
Commissioner Carman.
Aye.
Commissioner Day.
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley.
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Pestinger.
Aye.
Commissioner Halverson.
Aye.
Commissioner Carlos.
Aye.
Cunningham.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Richmond.
Aye.
Commissioner Cassino.
Aye. Our agenda is approved unanimously. And with that,
so William has joined. I think he's a commissioner. Didn't they just say
Commissioner William?
Yeah, apologies for being late. I had some technical issues and my camera's not working, so I'm going to work on that for a moment.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, and I hope that you're able to approve our agenda for this evening. With that, we're going to move on to the approval of the meeting minutes from our November 3rd, 2022 meeting. I'll entertain a motion on that.
I move to approve the meeting minutes for November 30th, 2022.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, the motion is to approve the meeting minutes and accept the audio as the official meeting record for our November 30th, 2022 meeting. That will call for the vote.
Commissioner Carman.
Aye.
Commissioner Day.
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley.
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons.
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen.
Abstain, as I was absent.
Commissioner Halverson.
Aye.
Commissioner Pestinger.
Aye.
Commissioner Carlos.
Aye.
Commissioner Carlos.
Oh, Commissioner Quinton, sorry.
Aye.
Commissioner Witt Richmond.
Aye.
Commissioner Hannah.
Aye.
Everybody. And Commissioner Cassino.
Aye. Those meeting minutes are accepted and the audio as the official meeting record. Thank you very much. We will move on to the public communication portion of our meeting. We don't have anybody here in the boardroom for public communication. If there's anybody online that would like to address the planning commissions, please raise your hand and we'll promote you to speak for 3 minutes.
Tom Schrader.
Tom Schrader, you're up.
Okay, hello everybody, can you hear me?
You can.
Okay, thank you all for meeting and letting me speak. I've been before you before in person. My item on the agenda is the last item, which has regarding the removal of the large grocery store component from the 2915 Yelm Highway property.
Tom, I'm sorry, we can't take any testimony on that because we've already held a public hearing on it.
Oh.
We appreciate the testimony that you've provided before and have taken it under consideration. But once we've held a public hearing on something, we can't take any more testimony on that particular issue.
One thing is I've been communicating with the county, with Leah, about the wording of the second option on that. And I don't see her on my screen.
Tom, she's here, but really we can't.
Okay. All right. I was just want to make sure that got communicated to you guys. All right. Thank you.
Move it all forward. Thank you very much. Is there anybody else online that would like to address the planning commissions?
We're a little over a year.
Was that anybody?
It was somebody.
That was somebody, but it was somebody trying to address us. All right, with that, we don't have any more new business, but we are going to move on to our continued business, which is the whole point of tonight's meeting. And that's a work session on CPA 1, the Olympia Joint Plan. And we'll be hearing from planner Leah Davis.
Good evening, commissioners. Thank you for being here tonight. I hope this is our final work session on the Olympia Joint Plan. It's a total repeal and replace for an update. It'll take me a second here to share my screen. Have a brief PowerPoint, and then we can go into discussion. Can everyone online hear me okay?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, thank you. Need this to work. Uh-oh. All right. So the intent of tonight's work session is again to, it's an element of the joint plan is an element of the city and county comprehensive plans. The objective is to update and amend the joint plan for current conditions in the UGA and also to make it in alignment with the county and the city comprehensive plans. The last work session we held was November 30th. We had a public hearing and then a subsequent discussion. From that discussion, some planning commissioner requests that we add some goals and policies for future updates for two primary reasons: to protect farmland in the UGA and to evaluate the UGA boundaries and consider subarea plans. Also, we wanted to see some context about why some areas are in the joint plan, even though they are not specifically in the UGA. That would be the downtown and the corridors. So to get to the farmland first, this is in the natural environment chapter. We already had this goal to, goal number two, land is preserved and sustainably managed. We've added several policies to that goal that address farmland in the UGA. One new goal is the county and city should work together to identify strategies to mitigate for loss of working farms in the UGA. Then, a new policy, number four, explore innovative strategies that help to facilitate continued agricultural activities within the UGA, such as an agricultural protection overlay or public farmland initiative like transfer of development rights. The reason that this one is highlighted is that the draft that I sent out a week ago had some wording in it. The planning manager has changed that wording a little bit, improved some of my word crafting, and these are new words. It was slightly amended, and we can go into those details if you like, but the highlighted words on this slide and the next two slides were amended after that draft went out a week ago. So the same goal, new policies, policy 5, expand the use of purchase of development rights and transfer of development rights programs to support compact growth in the UGA while conserving long-term ag of commercial significance in the rural county. Policy number 6, the county and city should work together to identify tools, and I can't see all of my thing, my apologies. Tools and review regulations to better support small agriculture within the UGA. A new policy, number 7, identify tracking methods to track acres of agriculture lost to conversion so mitigation strategies can be implemented to offset the acres lost. Those are all new policies. And this one, again, was different from what I sent out a week ago. Then this is evaluating the UGAs. There were some concerns about areas that were hard to sewer and some other items that came up. So we've added a new goal number 18 in the land use chapter. The urban growth area is appropriately sized and includes land that can be developed to higher intensities. So we've also added 3 policies to that goal, and they are here. The county and city regularly review official population forecasts to ensure there is enough buildable land to meet future demand, and if needed, adjust the boundaries accordingly. Policy 2, at appropriate intervals, the county and city assess the ability of the existing UGA to be developed to the planned densities and add or remove areas to meet those goals. Policy 3, in future joint plan updates, consider developing planning area profiles for the Northeast, Southeast, and West areas within the Olympia UGA to provide place-specific planning information and, if applicable, policies. So that is highlighted because in that last meeting, we kept referring to that as sub-area plans, and that is not the correct terminology for what would be inside the joint plan. That would be a standalone document and not appropriate for this application. So we've just changed that wording from sub-area plans. Does anyone have any questions about that? Okay. So then we added some context for why downtown is included in the joint plan. This is in the land use chapter, and we just added the words that are underlined to an existing paragraph. So some areas like the downtown area are composed of commercial, cultural, and residential activities and land uses that are accessed by residents of the city, the urban growth areas, and beyond. So that's a new sentence to put context in there. Another section was a narrative about downtown, and it talks about the heart of Olympia. And we added the words, not just for our city and urban growth area, but for the larger region. So it already included the larger region. We just added the verbiage urban growth area to that paragraph to explain why that's in here. Then downtown was addressed finally in the economy chapter. It talks about how downtown Olympia is a special place, what draws people down here, the Performing Arts Center, the region's banking sector, and the recreational hub for the urban growth area and the region. Also, it is home to the farmers market, the state's largest farmers market. It's the Olympia Farmers Market. And I added the words to the sentence about family-owned farms and businesses, many based in the urban growth area and rural Thurston County. So that's new verbiage to address the urban growth county, or the urban growth area. And then there were some questions about why corridors, transportation corridors are in the joint plan. This is a paragraph that we added, and I took it from, it's primarily from the Thurston County Comprehensive Plan, and it just explains what the corridors and what they do and why they're there and how we treat them. So that's a whole new paragraph. And then I added some context for the Lily Road corridor about how people out in the rural county and the urban growth area might be using that as an alternative route for South Bay, heading into the north to the city center or Interstate 5. That's new context. A little more context for the Kaiser Road and Blackleg Boulevard corridor. So it will help connect the Northwest UGA to 101 and the west end of Harrison Avenue. So that's a corridor that runs into that west side UGA. And then this is a paragraph in the transportation chapter that talks specifically or more generally about urban corridors. And I lifted most of this from the Thurston County Comprehensive Plan as well. And it just talks about what's designated a corridor, why they're there. And it lists a few that I thought were relevant to the UGAs. That's Pacific Avenue, Capitol Way, Martin Way. And then further in the next paragraph, I added context. Those corridors help to serve residents in the urban growth areas. Does anyone want me to read that entire paragraph? Okay. And there are strategy corridors. This was in the joint plan. I added more context. So such roads include South Bay Road and Rainier Road. And then it talks about Yelm Highway briefly and talks about, instead of widening these corridors, some techniques that can be used to make them more, to increase their level of service, but without creating a wider street. So this is also from the Thurston County Comprehensive Plan. And then I'd like to revisit the Glenmore Village application or that project one more time. You might recall that the applicant initially applied for a land use and zoning rezone from a planned development to professional office and multifamily for a land use, and for the zoning from a community-oriented shopping center to professional office, residential, multifamily. And you may remember that this proposal was not supported by the city or the county because it did not meet the intent of what that design was for that planned development. So we met with the applicant back in September maybe, and we talked about doing a code text amendment in lieu of this. And that would be a very minor code text amendment. The grocery store seemed to be the obstacle to doing development there. And so we changed the, one of the proposals is to take the grocery store out as a requirement, leave it in as a permitted use so that it could meet the desires of the developers. And you may remember that we got testimony from the applicant and the applicant's consultant that that would meet their needs if we did the code text amendment. So we have time for discussion, but I have included a draft motion. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, we do have some. We're going to start with Commissioner Pestinger, please.
Thank you, Chair. Can we go back to slide 6?
Sure.
PN 2.7. You mentioned that the part in highlighted identified tracking methods to track was a changed. I tried to look up the earlier document. I can't find it. What was it? What did it previously say?
In the version that I sent out a week ago, it is a new policy. It said, in future updates to the Working Lands Strategic Plan, the county and city should work together to track acreage of agriculture lost due to conversion, so mitigation strategies can be implemented to offset the acres lost. So it doesn't refer to that Working Lands Strategic Plan. It just talks about identifying methods to track agricultural land that was lost.
Okay. Would it be possible or would it make sense for us to potentially change that to not just identify, but start tracking or implement tracking, identify and implement tracking methods, something like that?
Identify and implement tracking methods to track acres of acreage lost due to conversion?
Implement methods?
I guess we'll just kind of poll the room. Does anybody have a issue with that? Because that seems very reasonable to me. Yeah. Commissioner Pessier, that's a good suggestion. Do you have any more?
Yeah, thank you. Let's see, under page 11, no, I'm sorry. Page 10 or slide 10. I don't know whether it matters, but the last sentence, the market serves as a tourist attraction. Maybe we should change to the market serves as the leading tourist attraction for the county. I understand it's not just the leading, but more than twice the second biggest tourist attraction, which is the Capitol campus.
It doesn't, so you want to, you're suggesting what?
The last sentence, the market serves as a tourist attraction, maybe saying the market serves as the county's leading tourist attraction.
Yeah,
I like it the way it is.
Commissioner Pessinger, I think that might be a bridge too far if that's not okay with.
All right. Sounds good. No big deal.
Have any more?
That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We're going to move on to Commissioner. I'm sorry. I can't read the name from here.
Carol Richards,
please.
Thank you. Back on agricultural policy 2.6, PN 2.6, the one we were, yeah, that one. Where it says the county and city should work together to identify tools. I think I have the same comment that was mentioned regarding 2.7, which is in regard to implementation. And so my suggestion is to change the word should to commit. So it would read the county and city commit to working together to identify tools. Should is a little vague. It doesn't really ensure that anything will happen.
This was going to be my comment as well, and I would suggest just changing it to will.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Fine with me.
Go ahead.
These are policies, right?
Yes.
Policies are typically more general than specific.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I thought using the word should in a policy is okay.
Well, if everyone reads it that way, I suppose. The way I read it, it doesn't sound as strong as a commitment or as will work.
It could happen or maybe not.
Well, go ahead, Helen.
What if you just took out the word should, so it says the county and city work together?
Yeah, I suppose work together.
Everybody okay with Commissioner Wheatley's suggestion?
Yeah.
All right.
That'll be fine.
Okay. We'll go with that route then. Commissioner Wheatley, did you have something else too? Yeah, I thought I saw you raise your hand earlier. Does anybody else have anything on CPA 1?
Oh, CPA 1.
I have another question.
Okay, Commissioner Pessinger.
Going to the Glenmore Village question, under community-oriented shopping center, does it describe a minimum size that the grocery store has to be a minimum size, or is it just a grocery store, or does it require a full shopping center?
No, a grocery store is just one of the required elements. There are other standards like certain types of retail space, but nothing that's required specifically. And there is a requirement for a specific size, which was part of the problem. I think it was no more than 50,000 square feet. It was, the expectation was that it would be a supermarket. And I think that was what's blocking a lot of some concerns from developers.
Is this a minimum requirement or a maximum size requirement?
I believe it was a maximum of 50,000 square feet. And I want to add that a food store is still allowed, but it doesn't have to be a grocery store. There might be differences there, very subtle.
I would just like to make the statement that I was at Trader Joe's the other day, and I talked to the store manager who said that they were responsible for new development of new locations for this area, everywhere south of Lakewood, actually. And they said they had never been approached about this, and they would be very interested in considering this location.
It would still be an allowed use, wouldn't it?
It would still be an allowed use. That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Wheatley?
Well, I had a question. Could you put that slide up with the permitted and required? Is it the next slide?
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now, the grocery store is the only element that is required.
Not necessarily. This is just a small screenshot of the bottom part of that to show that one change. There, I honestly can't tell you. I could look up the code and find it, but...
Well, my question was just, is this just specifically for this, for Glenmore Village, or would it change it across the board for these kinds of developments?
Harry, am I right in saying that this COSC is the only one in the UGA?
Correct.
So it would only change this one, but it also change all of them at the same time.
So my impression here is that our... With our decision point here, the first one is the one that staff and the applicant desire the most.
The code change rather than the rezone. That's correct.
All right. Does anybody else have any questions or comments on this particular issue? With that, I would entertain a motion.
I'll put forward a motion.
Please do.
I move to recommend adoption of the Olympia Joint Plan, an element of Thurston County Comprehensive Plan, as amended tonight, and further move to recommend approval of amendments to the residential districts to remove the grocery store requirement from the community-oriented shopping center zoning district.
Moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Reiterate, the motion is to recommend adoption of the Olympia Joint Plan, an element of the Thurston County Comprehensive Plan, as amended this evening. Further, move to recommend approval of amendments to the Thurston County Code, Chapter 23.05, Residential Districts, to remove the grocery store requirement from the community-oriented shopping center zoning district. With that, is there any further discussion?
I just have a question. As I've recused myself from the Glenmore piece, so do I vote at all, or do just
Commissioner Simmons is abstaining from the second part of that motion?
Yeah,
but he would like to vote on the first part of that motion. Do we have to break it up?
Yes.
Okay, then. Barry, could you amend that motion? Move to amend that motion?
I'll move to amend the motion to move to recommend adoption of the Olympia Joint Plan, an element of the Thurston County Comprehensive Plan, as amended this evening.
There, second.
Second.
So the amended motion is to recommend adoption of the Olympia Joint Plan, an element of the Thurston County Comprehensive Plan, as amended this evening. With that, we'll call for the vote.
Commissioner Carmen?
Aye.
Commissioner Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley?
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Pessinger?
Aye.
Commissioner Halverson?
Aye.
Commissioner Carlos?
Aye.
Commissioner Negetti?
Aye.
Commissioner Quinn?
Aye.
Commissioner Richmond?
Aye.
Commissioner Hanna?
Aye.
Commissioner Casino.
Aye, that's
fine. Commissioner Sauerhoff has joined the meeting.
Commissioner Sauerhoff?
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that motion passes unanimously. There's a second half of that?
I'd like to make a second motion, a move to recommend approval of amendments to Thurston County Code,
Chapter 23.05, Residential Districts, to remove the grocery store requirement from the community-oriented shopping center zoning district.
Is there a second?
Second.
So it's been moved to recommend approval of amendments to the Thurston County Code, Chapter 23.05, Residential Districts, to remove the grocery store requirement from the community-oriented shopping center zoning district. Is there any further discussion on that? Hearing none, let's call for the vote.
Commissioner Carmen?
Aye.
Commissioner Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley?
Aye.
Commissioner Simmons?
Abstain.
Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Halverson?
Aye.
Commissioner Pestinger?
Nay.
Commissioner Carlos?
Aye.
Commissioner Najeti?
Aye.
Commissioner Quentin?
Aye.
Commissioner Richmond?
Aye.
Mr. Sauerhoff?
Aye.
Mr. Hannah?
Aye.
Aye, that motion passes all but one. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ms. Davis. We appreciate you coming in again.
Thank you for your time, commissioners.
With that, we're going to move on to our next agenda item, which is staff updates. Manager Chris Chapeau.
Thank you, Commissioner. The Livia joint plan or the Planning Commission can stay on, but I don't have any updates for either one.
All right.
Chair Najeti has her hand up.
Please do.
Yeah, I just want to take some time because we didn't get a chance to after the motion was made. I just want to acknowledge the work that Carrie and Leah have done on this joint plan. Including incorporating all the feedback from both the Thurston County and the Olympia Planning Commission. I know it's really hard to wordsmith things and make everyone happy. So I just want to acknowledge all the hard work that went in and say that I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. All right. Next on our agenda for this evening is to go over our calendar for February. And February 1st, which is just next week, we will be working on the Grand Mound, finishing that up, and some clerical code updates. Is everybody on the Thurston County Planning Commission expecting to attend?
Won't.
Maybe no Doug, and Doug won't be here. Anybody else think they might miss it? All right, and then on our February 15th agenda, we're tentatively gonna be working on more clerical code updates. Does anybody think they will not be able to attend? Looks like we should have a full house there. With that, is there anything for the good of the order?
Well, I was trying to find the date for the next TRPC meeting because people might be interested to know they're going to be rolling out the comprehensive plan review process at the next TRPC meeting. And they're also going to be talking about next steps for the Deschutes estuary.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't write down, I think it's on the third, but I'm not sure.
Well, everybody should take a look at their website and figure that out. Commissioner Pessinger, you had something too?
Yeah, I guess I would call it a point of confusion. At the last meeting we had, and this is specific to the Thurston Planning Commission, at the last meeting we had, I had specifically asked the staff about their recommendation on a particular element and was told that the staff does not ever provide recommendations to the Planning Commission. And then tonight I'm being told this was a recommendation by the staff. And maybe you were the one that stated it, Chair Cassino, so maybe you just didn't mean that wording, but is that right? Do we receive recommendations or not from staff?
Well, it's probably that if the problem here is I misspoke, that is probably very likely. That's a common thing for me if I didn't use the right terminology. But I don't know if staff wants to address that any on.
Right. So we will provide information to the Planning Commission. Typically, we're not recommending one way or the other. We will provide, as we did today, a recommendation for you all to review and move forward in order to help the Planning Commission along so they don't have to create it as we move forward on the spot. But it was not necessarily a recommendation from staff. It was to facilitate the meeting.
Sounds good. Me, go ahead.
Got it. I appreciate if it's draft motion language, that makes sense. So you're saying there was not a recommendation by staff tonight that we adopt a joint plan and not a recommendation to approve the amendments?
Correct. It was a draft.
Sure, Wheely.
Yeah, I should have asked this during the staff report thing, but I had a question that came up from a, I don't know what you call it, a constituent or whatever, somebody was talking to me about the comprehensive plan review process. They were wondering, and I am wondering, if there has been a, since the scoping is, we're in the scoping period right now, are we? Or?
So staff is working on reviewing information to bring together the comprehensive plan update, but it is not on our work plan at this point in time, where we've got some background information and research that we need to do first.
Okay, and so the question that I had been asked was, has there been like an assessment, like
that's what we're doing right now.
And will that become publicly available? Will it be posted on the website or something when it's finished?
Assessment itself?
Yeah, that's what they were wondering.
Yeah, so we will be providing to the Board of County Commissioners an update on the 2045 project, and asking for their how they would like to proceed forward with that particular work based on our review of the necessary updates that we're currently completing at this time. So there's more to come on it. There will be more information up on our websites, and it will go before the Board of County Commissioners to approve or adopt a scope of work, but it will probably take us a good portion of this year to get all of that put together.
And are you utilizing the PSRC or the commerce slash
yes, we,
the
we,
checklist?
We start with a checklist and then move from there.
Because that, I guess the question was whether that could be made.
Commerce's checklist is on their website. They can find
When it's completed, will the public be able to see the completed checklist?
I don't know at this point in time. The information that will be made available will be on our website.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm going to make sure that we are working on compiling these results and doing a survey report, and that will be made publicly available once that's complete. So probably in the mid-March timeframe, folks can look out for that, but I can certainly let the Planning Commission know when the survey results are compiled into a report and send that out to the Planning Commission.
Okay, so, but you don't know about the checklist, the assessment checklist part.
So we do use the checklists when we're working on the scoping, and I would expect that at the time we start bringing this to the board, for the board to start discussing scope of work, then the checklists will probably be part of the board materials and folks can access it that way.
Thank you.
I see a hand raised online, but I can't tell who that is. Oh.
It's just the grabber thing.
Oh, all right. Well, with that, does anybody have anything else? Well, with having no further business, this meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, Eric.